clear out the log jams in your life, and you will see relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. This is the theme of the meditation this week. Increase the flow. You'll see an improvement in how you feel. How can you increase the flow of your life, moment to moment, day in and day out, week in and week out? One way is to remove the log jams. What do I mean by log jams? Let me provide a simple example by way of illustration. If you were to come visit me at my home or my office, it's very likely that you might see a pile on the floor here or there, a pile of something. You might say to yourself, if you are a visitor, where did that pile come from? Why is that pile there? I wonder what that pile is for. Where did the pile come from? The answer is I was likely reorganizing my office or my bedroom. I was holding something in my hands, and I thought to myself, where does this belong? And the answer I gave to myself is, I don't really know where to put this right now, so I'll just put it down on the floor where I am now. And I drop it. I drop it on the floor right there. Now, that's a perfectly rational decision to make at the moment. What perhaps is not so rational is that I tend to then go on to other business at hand, other business that is more pressing, and that particular item sticks on the floor for the rest of the day and the next week. It becomes furniture in the room. It may obstruct a pathway as I might walk from, for example, the bathroom to the exit door of the bedroom. What do I do about that? Do I move the pile? No, I simply begin a habit of walking around the pile. I take that extra time to simply avoid what it is that I neglected to do earlier. Those are typical of the log jams in my life. They are obstructing my flow. Why is that, you ask, if it's simple enough to walk around it? The reason is because every time I see the pile, I have the following thought. One of these days, I'm going to have to pick that up and put it where it belongs, wherever that might be. That pile occupies my attention. It focuses me away from the thoughts that I need to have in that moment. It diverts my energy. It drains away my life force because that particular item is not where it needs to be. How can I remove that log jam in my life? I can acknowledge that pile, I can see that pile, I can honor that pile for whatever reason it might be there, and I can say to myself, I'm ready to place this material where it belongs, and if it has no home, then perhaps it's time to give it away or throw it away. That's how I can remove that log jam in my life. Do you, by chance, have any piles on the floor at your home? Do a mental scan of all the rooms. Is there anything lying about the floor that needs to be thrown away, moved to another room or another section of the house? Or placed in a closet, perhaps. Do you have piles that are obstructing the flow of your life? This is not an esoteric question. This is a question that is rooted in the reality of what you see on the floor of your home. Is there furniture that is occupying a place in any of your rooms that you no longer use. Furniture that's taking up room. Every time you see this furniture, you say to yourself, "Oh, I've got to give that to Anne Grutrud one of these days. I promised her I would." That furniture is a log jam in your life. If that's a promise you've given to Aunt Gertrude, it is time to commit today to moving that furniture out of your house and into Aunt Gertrude's house. Scan each room of your house in your imagination. Look on the floors. See what piles need to be removed, switched, cleared, cleaned, or resorted. Go from room to room. Acknowledge and honor whatever log jams may be present in your home. Room to room. You may enter into a room of your house and say to yourself, "Oh, there's nothing there that needs to be resorted or cleaned or removed." Look again. You may be surprised to discover that you've been walking around a log jam in that room for years and never acknowledged it. Scan across each room of your house now. Look on the floor. What needs to be rearranged so that you can enhance and increase the flow of your life? The reason that we do not attend to the piles on the floor of our homes is we have a thought form that says, "I don't have to do this today. It doesn't have a high priority." So we put it off until tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Because it has no priority, it does not merit our attention or our energy. May I offer to you a reason to raise up the priority of attending to the messes on the floor of your home. What is evident in a physical sense in your home is likely to be also evident in physical form within your own body. If there are log jams present on the floors of the rooms of your home, it is very, very, very likely there are log jams within your physical body. It's likely those neural network connections are not working efficiently or properly. It is very likely that the brain neuron connection is not firing the way it needs to fire because there are obstructions. There are log jams that are present in your physical body. The proposal I have for you today is to divert your attention to the physical reality of your home. Focus your energies today on just one pile on the floor of your home. Spend 10 minutes at most. Either pick it up, move it, rearrange it, or switch it so that there is a clear sense that that log jam has been cleared. allow entrainment to work in your favor. Clear the log jams that are present on the floor of your house and see if there is not a concurrent clearing of the log jams present in the neurological mind-body connection for yourself. Inspect now what is found inside a drawer in your kitchen. Choose any drawer and open it up. Is there, by any chance, unfinished business that is contained within that drawer? Is there a mess in that drawer? Papers, items, things to do that were never done, promises that were made that were never kept, items that were placed that you don't know what to do with and never have. Unfinished business. Some people might say piles of junk. If so, why not throw it all away? Others might say piles of treasures. If so, bring out those treasures and make them an integral part of your life. What is inside the closed drawers of your kitchen? Are there hidden treasures, or is there hidden trash? Whether treasure or trash, it does represent a log jam. Take 10 minutes only to open up that drawer in physical form and to remove or adjust or honor or dispose of something inside that kitchen drawer. Remove a small part of what may be a log jam in your life today. This is not to be a huge spring cleaning task, which can take days if not weeks. This is a small assignment. With your intention, you are removing a log jam that is present and reminding you that something is out of balance in your life, as is evident by the symptoms you are experiencing today. If there are log jams in your house, there are very likely to be log jams present in physical form within your body. You may say, "Oh, that's just the way I am. I put piles on my floor. That's what I have said." And yet, for us to be able to reclaim our full power, to be able to address whatever symptoms we may be experiencing, it is necessary that we make change in order to recover. Something needs to shift. Why not make it clearing out a log jam in your life that may be present on the floor or in a drawer? Log jams that are on the floor and in the drawer are also related to your symptoms. Acknowledge that. Honor that. Given that acknowledgement, make a change to what is on the floor or what is in the drawer and celebrate the shift that you will experience in your symptoms, for the two are inextricably related. Do you have difficulties with balance when you have to move from one room to the next as if you are walking around piles on the floor which are obstructing your ability to walk effortlessly, freely? Remove the piles and take note that it's easier to walk when there is no longer a log jam. Do you become stressed and frustrated when you're searching for something in your kitchen drawers and you cannot find it as you open up one drawer after another? Where is that? I'm sure I put it in this drawer. Remove the stress that is associated with searching through debris, chaos, and junk, even treasures, and see if there is not an improvement in your symptoms. The way we live, day in and day out, moment to moment, will be a reflection of how we feel in our physical bodies. Make an assessment. Ask yourself the question, what log jams are present in my life now? What are my obstructions that I can see and feel and sense in physical form? Obstructions that are in my home, obstructions that are in my work space, obstructions that are in my yard or in my car. What is blocking my life force? What is blocking my life force? What are the log jams present in my life? Where are my piles of junk and treasures? Where have I stuffed unfinished business? I submit that acknowledging log jams are present is 90% of the victory here. The last 10% is doing something about the log jam, which I believe you will find is typically very easy to do once your intention is set. You may have pondered over and over again, what should I do with that? Give it away? Sell it? Keep it? Make a decision. It actually doesn't matter what the decision is, because you will have closed out that activity cycle. That log jam, once it is cleared, is no longer a reminder to you of unfinished business. You free up the clutter of living, which is in its own way and form interfering with the efficient functioning of your neurological system. Set the intention to make entrainment work for you. There is synchronicity between how you feel in your physical body and what your home and your house and your life is like. Make changes in how you live. Watch the consequence. Clearing out the log jams on your floor and in your drawers will have an immediate impact on clearing out the log jams in your physical body in whatever form or shape they may take. Entrainment is powerful. Make it work for you. Today. Now. The tasks I suggest are short tasks. They are brief tasks. Let them not consume you. Let you not be stressed over what you should do or must do to clear out the log jams. My idea is very simple. Just a few minutes to attend to something on the floor that represents an obstacle. Just a few minutes to clear out just one item in a kitchen drawer that needs to be removed or replaced or set out so that you can use it and see it. Re-energize yourself now by clearing out the log jams that are present in your life. This is an oh so simple suggestion. It costs nothing. I suspect, however, that the ultimate result will likely be far, far more effective than any medicine or supplement you can take today. Give it a trial run. If it works, you may want to re-enter the assignment tomorrow by taking another few minutes to clear out another log jam in your life. Increase the flow. Have closure in your life, and you free up limitless opportunities for becoming all that you are. This is Robert Rogers, and this is, of course, Parkinson's Recovery. Have a marvelous day today.